Toby Foster at breakfast. BBC Radio Sheffield.
Well, I suppose it all started over the summer of 2012. I was enjoying being off for the summer, having just finished year eight, but I suppose I was starting to just feel a bit rough and thought something's not quite right. So near the end of the summer holidays, my mum picked up on the fact that this was going on and took me for some blood tests at our local GP, and they then got passed over to Chesterfield Royal Hospital, and I was transferred over to Sheffield from there to then be told that I had acute myeloid leukemia. And from there I went on and had 3 courses of chemotherapy, and then it was decided that because of another rare mutation on top of the original cancer, my best bet would be to have a bone marrow transplant. So I had my bone marrow transplant on January 2013 from a unrelated anonymous donor through the Anthony Nolan Trust, and from there I've just been recovering and then trying to do something good with everything that happened.
And how are you now? Because here's that stupid phrase, you look fine to me. But how actually are you?
Well, I'm health-wise, I'm absolutely fine. I very rarely have to go back to hospital now. It's twice a year, and even then when I do go back, it's more looking at the after effects of having had treatment rather than to see if I'm in good health currently. Mm. So it's all very positive that all the news we're getting from the hospital in that regard currently. So yeah, definitely getting there.
And of course, you tell the story very quickly and very matter-of-factly. Of course, when you're going through it at the time, you must have been petrified, understandably. And your family must have been at the wit's end.
Well, my mum's a bit of a worrier, so it's...
I think she's allowed to be on this one, isn't she?
Yeah, on this occasion. But it's never easy with that kind of thing, and you always hear stories and you think, how have they managed to cope? But you're never really alone when you're going through things like that. And even I had really great family to support me through all of that, and then even all of our family, we just had so many great friends to look after us all. It was really great.
I have a friend who's that age now in the Children's Hospital, and the way that she's managed to get through it absolutely amazes me. Incredibly brave. And I can't wait until we're having this conversation with her. Tell me about what your decisions were then when you came out.
Well, I'll take you back to start the fundraising, really.
Yeah.
It all started really with us setting up a Facebook page called Support for Andrew, because we'd spoken to the hospital about how we're supposed to deal with having all of these people constantly texting us, trying to ask how I was feeling and that kind of thing. And with the amount of people that were wanting to know what was going on, it was difficult to speak to them all. So we set up a Facebook page called Support for Andrew, and from there people were asking how they could help. So it started off by, oh, well, you can look after James a bit while James is my brother, I should mention, but look after James while I'm in hospital having to be looked after by my mum and doctors in there. And then we kind of ran out of things for people to be useful with, because everyone was just being so generous. So we decided that we can do something really good with it and start raising a bit of money for the charity, because we know that they're a centre of excellence in so many fields, so they rely a lot on a lot of fundraising to help get the extra money to make sure their treatment's even better than the NHS provide for.
Tell us what happened yesterday.
Well, yesterday I was down at the Houses of Parliament to receive this award, or be announced as the Giving Tuesday champion. And Giving Tuesday is this initiative set up over in America originally, and it's sort of to combat Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and encourage people to give back a bit more to local charities, or not even necessarily money, just give up your time on this certain day. And the UK adopted it last year, I think, for the first time, and this year they decided they wanted someone to be the face of Giving Tuesday and have someone as sort of an example of how you should be looking to, what you should be looking to try and do, not necessarily to the extremes that we've all gone for.
Yeah.
And so from there I was nominated by the Children's Hospital charity without being aware of it, and then from there I got shortlisted to a group of 7 phenomenal people, and looking at all the work that they've done as well, that it could have been any one of the people there. And from then I was invited down to the Houses of Parliament yesterday and told that they wanted me to be the Giving Tuesday champion.
You must be over the moon.
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was surreal being there and speaking to all the MPs and telling them all about my story, and them just being so interested in everything that we were doing. It was fantastic.
It's an interesting story. You're not finished with your fundraising, have you? What's your target?
Oh, no. Well, one of the main things, I'm quite a competitive person. I'm a keen sports person, so I wanted to set myself a target. And after finding out that I needed a bone marrow transplant, I spoke to the nurse and said, so if this wasn't on the NHS, how much would it cost? And she came out with a figure of £150,000. So being a bit naive at the point, I said, all right, well, that can be my target then. So I think maybe at the time I might have been on some strong pain medication. But
you're halfway there, mate.
From there, I've kicked on and it's been phenomenal, the support we've had.
Toby Foster at Breakfast, BBC Radio Sheffield.